Hey guys, just a quick word. YouTube has demonetized us once again, so if you want to support No Jumper and what we do over here on this YouTube channel, there are three easy ways. First off, the free options. That would be liking, commenting, subscribing, or just telling a friend. Or you could head on over to nojumper.com and buy a shirt like the one I'm wearing right now or one of the products featured right here. The third way, and one of the best ways to support this channel, is to actually hit up one of our live streams and have us play your music. We charge $100 per song, but it gives you a really good way to get feedback on your content. Plus, it really helps keep us making content since we can rely on those donations. The podcasts don't always make so much money, but those help a lot. So appreciate everybody for supporting. Let's get right into this content. Selena Powell in the building with the white jeans. I hope you don't have your period.
No, I don't.
You don't? That's good. Wow, so did you get a whole bunch of crap shoved into your lips since I last saw you?
I did.
You those like things them? Got way plumper. Did you get fillers in your cheeks too?
No, not yet.
You look like a completely different person. What else do you have done to your face?
Is my speakers?
They're headphones, but I guess you can call them speakers if you're totally retarded. What's up?
Hi, Adam.
What's up with your friend over there? Should we have her on and harass her at some point as well?
Of course.
Is she just as thoughty as you?
Wait, do you have a mirror? I want to see how I look.
Do we have a mirror? No, not really. It's really more of a podcast. This is in the bathroom at the fucking park.
Oh my god, I cannot do this. Never mind.
You don't like the headphones. That's fine. Just don't start talking to random people in the room. Just stay fixated on our conversation.
There's a lot of people in the room.
So you got your titties done too?
Yeah, do you like them?
I mean, it looks better than it looked before. It's better than them little bird boobs you had before.
So why don't you have like clothes for me?
Clothes?
Yeah, because you had some for your other guest.
I mean, we could try to scrounge some stuff up. We did just drop the TJX6.
Wow, thank you.
Look at that. Available from nojumper.com.
Thank you.
Maybe we should give this to her so she can play with it. There'll be like a little kid doing an unboxing, a toy unboxing.
Actually, I should do that for my channel.
You should. You so should. So did you get the butt done too or just the boobs?
I already had my butt done.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That thing must have been non-existent beforehand, huh?
Thanks.
No offense.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room.
What's the elephant in the room? Aaron Carter?
He's the most like irrelevant crackhead in the world. Anyway, I'm talking about the elephant in the world. No, I'll get back to
What's
that
the
in
elephant
a minute.
In the room?
You leaked my number, Adam.
You leaked my number.
But why'd you leak my number?
Because you leaked my number.
Okay, but I leaked your number for a reason.
You leaked my number just because I reposted the clip of Jesse Taylor and Academics' girlfriend.
I don't know them, okay? I don't know them. We're not.
Jesse Taylor, aka Dr. Phil's friend, aka Lena the Slug. She made a video with Academics' boo, aka Angelica.
Aka the maid, aka we're not talking about them. You leaked a video. I mean, you leaked it. You reposted the video for no reason.
It was funny as hell. They were screaming about you, and you took it as if I was actually like co-signing them.
You said yes, sis, on the comments.
It was funny. It wasn't like a serious yes, sis.
Okay, but I don't like that.
Yeah, well, I don't like you leaking my number, so here we are.
So you leaked my number. And then...
What's wrong?
I feel like my main beef with you is, like, you don't tag me. Even today, you didn't tag me. You tagged everybody else but me. Why don't you tag me?
I'll have you on the show. I'll mooch off your clout. But the whole tagging you thing, I don't want to help you create a platform, you know?
I brought something.
What is it? It's a fucking ransom letter? Scotch tape. What is this? Oh, it's got your ad on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, tape it right there on the table where they aren't able to see it. That'll be great.
No.
Where do you think you're going to hang this up? There's foam right on the walls. You see the foam. Respect the foam. Wow. This is a new low on this podcast. And you pulled up with an In-N-Out cup. Listen, Selena, before...
I was hungry.
Oh, okay.
Can they see it? Where's the mirror?
We don't have a mirror. Before
the
we...
screen.
Listen. We don't have that. Let's.
Why did Lena say I don't deserve a tag? Why don't you like me, girl? I didn't do nothing to you.
You try to fuck me even though I'm dating her.
You fuck a lot of bitches, though.
Nah.
With her.
Yeah, with her.
So I wanted to be one.
Oh, I mean, we could always... I mean, we could probably get some good money for that threesome. I don't know if I want to put my dick in you, though.
I don't want to do anything with
her. I need a serious STD test before I go anywhere near
you. I have my results.
On you?
Yeah.
You keep it on you just in case a rapper asks you?
It's an app.
An app.
So
you go into the doctor and you say, I want a bunch of crap in my cheeks. I want bigger lips. I want boobs. Anything else?
No.
That's what you said, though? You got that done in Beverly Hills or you go to Thailand?
No, I went to Denver.
Denver. They do that in Denver as well.
Yeah, I did a YouTube video about it. You guys can go follow me on YouTube.
I didn't know that you could actually
vlog it.
I didn't know you would did that. I would have watched that if I knew that.
Really?
Yeah, well, I would have been interested in seeing. No, actually, because usually when girls do vlogs about their plastic surgery, it's disgusting. I don't want to see how sausage is made.
It's just my lips.
Oh, it's just the lips. That's not bad. I don't really want to see that either, to be honest. There's something about a boob that once you've seen a boob with like a... I don't want to see that.
You didn't watch your girlfriend get her titties done?
No.
I would have. Anyway.
Gross. To be honest, I don't want to see her give birth either.
She's pregnant?
Yeah. No. But if she was, I don't know. It's just, I don't really want to see a jack-o'-lantern come out of your vagina, you know?
Facts.
That's weird to me.
So I guess we could talk about the fucking crackhead. I just want to get one thing straight. I don't know what visit he had. Sorry, my poster. I don't know what visit he had, but we definitely did not have the same.
Okay, before we get into Aaron Carter, because you are such a fucking space cadet, let me do my ad real quick. I just want to say before we get into the Selena Powell podcast that today's interview is brought to you by our sponsors over there at Eagle Energy. Shout out to Eagle Energy. They make these amazing caffeine pens. Selena, I swear, this could help get you off of those hard drugs that you're on. Eagle Energy pens are great. It's a caffeine inhaler. I'm just kidding. Allow me to do my ad. The main ingredients are guarana, vitamin B12. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce anything. Ginseng. You've probably heard the news about vaping. Eagle Energy has no nicotine or harmful chemicals. It has all natural, plant-based, active ingredients. Eagle Energy is backed and tested by top universities. It will get into your system immediately, as opposed to, you know, drinking a coffee or a Red Bull. Lou, you're standing right in front of my screen, you fucking dummy. There's no jitters or crash. It's more of an even and consistent caffeine buzz. 10 to 20 hits is equivalent to a cup of coffee. 400 hits in one pen. If you want to cop this, this is what you do. You head on over to www.eagle.energy and use my promo code NOJUMPER22. Some of the information is on the screen. Eagle.energy. Promo code NOJUMPER22. You'll get 22% off your order. That's a great price. Anyway, let's get right back into the Selena Powell
interview. Was that a commercial?
Yes, that was. That was an ad. We're monetizing your
Do I get 10% of that?
No, you get 0% of that.
I feel like you should pay me for these interviews.
Yeah.
I just want to point out that I'm the highest viewed in like a year.
I mean, the 2 million on that was pretty impressive. Yeah.
2.2 million, but who's counting?
So you're over here just feeling yourself, just looking at that like, wow, life is good.
Yeah.
But why can't
pretty much.
The question is why you can't get those kind of numbers on your videos? It's because people want to hear me grill you and dig into the truth of the matter. They don't want to hear this fucking glamorized version of your existence.
You have more subscribers than me.
It doesn't matter.
But it do. I stopped posting for a long time. I feel like you have to like be consistent. You're really consistent with your shit.
Ain't I?
So I feel like that's why too.
Yeah, I'm pretty consistent. But also I think just, you know, when people want to hear from Selena Powell, they want to hear Adam22 dig into the psyche of Selena Powell and why she does the stuff she does.
Okay, yeah, I have like a list to it in the back of my head. So I got to go through my checkpoints. Anyway, I just want to clear the air with this Aaron Carter guy.
Okay, yeah, anyway, let's talk Aaron Carter now that the ad's out of the way.
Yeah, so what had happened was he posted something on Twitter or whatever. And for some reason, it came in, like, retweeted into my feed. So I was like, oh, like, that's Aaron Carter. Like, let me hit him up. And I DM'd him, and then he DM'd me back. I don't know. We got to the same LA. I had thought he was the one from the Backstreet Boys. I thought he was Nick Carter.
His brother is in the Backstreet
Boys. Yeah, but I thought that was him. So when I went to his house and I saw the Disney Channel thing, I was like, you were on the Disney Channel? He was like, yeah, I did it. Lizzie McGuire, or whatever her name is. I was like, really? I was like, wait. Like, what song? And then he was, like, telling me, like, the I Want Candy. I was like, oh, my God, that's you? And then I started playing, like, I Want Candy while recording him. And he's like, play some of my new music. I was like, I don't know your new music. Like, I thought you were the Backstreet Boys. And he got offended at that. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm done here. And I posted it, and no one was, like, reposting it. Because usually when I post something, like, if the blogs pick it up right away, I'm like, okay, I got the juice. Like, I'll fuck with this person. Uh-huh. But if they don't pick it up, like... they're nobodies. Nobody was picking it up. Nobody give a fuck.
So you decided you didn't want to fuck Aaron Carter because you put him on your Snapchat
and no one gave a fuck.
TMZ didn't care.
No,
so you're like, I'm not
going to
fuck him. TMZ doesn't have anything to say about it. Who cares?
period. So I was like, okay, I'm going home. And he, at this point, he was like living in like a shack, like in the middle. I'm telling you, like, his house was not all that. Like,
so you don't believe he's rich? Now, he claimed he made like $10 million this year.
Oh, crack is one hell of a drug.
You think he's on crack? Did you see him do drugs?
Bro, he was on a lot of pills, but he told me it was all prescription. I was like,
what was he on? Was it when he just broke his jaw? Because he told us he had to take pain pills for his jaw, but he said that's it.
Everything was working fine, and he was super. I just thought he was the Backstreet Boys. I ain't gonna lie. So I was like, all right, this is cool.
How could one man be the Backstreet Boys? The Backstreet Boys was a group of individuals.
I know what the Backstreet Boys are, but I thought he was a part of it. Hmm. I didn't do my research before I went, like I usually do. And then, no. I take that back. So someone did message me. They're like, girl, his net worth is negative $2 million. I was like, oh, fuck.
I'm sure he would take issue with that. My friend Aaron Carter, he ain't no broke boy.
Did
no.
he like show, out of all the things, like, he never pulled up his bank account. Like, he pulled up police reports, but he didn't pull up his bank account.
No, he did not show us his bank account. That's considered rude in this country.
Why? I would show you mine if I had $10 million in it.
Nobody wants to see your $4,500. Anyway,
whatever then.
So you really decided that you didn't want to fuck him because TMZ?
Yeah,
so
anyway, I left his house and that was that. Period. End of story.
You didn't want to find out what he was working
with
down
there? Then I found out he had a girlfriend and he was buying her Louis Vuitton. So I was like, I want a Louis Vuitton too. So I was like, okay, I'm coming back to you. And then I made them break up.
Wait. So you went and hung out with him in order to get some designer?
No, me and him never saw each other after that. But he was like, I want to fly you to LA. He said the only time that he's going to give me anything is if I start kissing him and like... If I fuck him, I was like,
And you didn't want to fuck
that's
him.
That's like a hard pass.
Why
so.
Not? You fuck all kinds of people. Random people. Strangers. Homeless people.
Actually, I don't.
No?
No.
That's what
I haven't got that low yet.
I heard that, though.
Probably have. I heard a lot of shit about you, too. You want to get into that?
No.
Didn't think so.
Let's keep this about you. And Aaron Carter.
I'm done talking about him. This isn't his.
So you never actually went and hung out with him after
that? Clarify this.
That would be pretty great if he pulled up, right?
You want to call him?
No.
That's what I thought too.
Let's come. We'll wait on
but,
that. But so
yeah,
you,
that's like a hard
so
pass.
You,
I don't want to.
You've never seen Aaron Carter's dick.
No.
Do you believe him when he says that Nick Carter raped a 93-year-old woman and such things?
You know, rape is a serious subject to me because I used to think like everyone lied on like rappers and you know like because you see like Kodak Black like raped people like. 21 Savage,
allegedly.
Like, rape people.
Wait, 21? Who said that?
No, like, allegedly. Like, I just heard that. Like, allegedly, like, all these girls are saying, like, they got raped by, like, Usher. And, you know, so I was like, y'all are fucking liars. Until it happened to me.
Who raped you?
Trey Songz.
Wow.
So when that happened to me, why are you acting surprised? I told you this after the last podcast.
You did.
So anyway.
Okay, I forgot. Yeah, but okay.
But I did. I ended up dropping the charges just because, like...
What made you decide that you wanted to come clean now about this alleged incident?
What do you mean? I couldn't talk about it. It was under police investigation. They literally told me if I talk about it, then I'm messing up my own self.
But so why did you drop
the
charges if this was a real thing?
I dropped the charges. Actually, it was the very real thing. His DNA came back and matched and everything. He admitted to it, basically, too.
Anyway,
that was a long story. It's on my YouTube channel, though. Anyway.
It's already up there, but the blogs haven't jumped on this yet?
No, because I never posted the police report.
But you have that with you?
I have a picture of it. You want to see it?
I mean, I don't really know who I am to be reading this police report. But, I mean,
anyway,
a lot of people would wonder what Trey like, Songz would want.
This is just like, I feel like he did it like for like a spite reason. Because he also like threw my phone off the balcony and did like a bunch of other fucked up shit.
How'd you even end up at his house?
I saw him at the club because he used to block me. Every time I like got to talk to him, he'd block me. I would get deleted and I would write him again. He'd block me again. I was like, all right, I get the point. Trey Songz don't like me. So we're in the club and Trey Songz saw me. I was like, oh, fuck. Like, we're about to get kicked out. I'm so sorry. I was with Claudia. And his manager, his security, whatever, came up to us. And he was like, yo, let's go. Like, Trey wants you. And I was like, fuck. Like, all right.
Were you ready to pipe? You were ready to pipe Trey
Songz? At that point, yeah. I was like, hell yeah, I'm about to get some dick. And then I went back. We went into a van and there was a whole bunch of girls. I was like, huh, never mind. I'm not down. Like, I just cannot fuck girls. Like, I just can't do it. It's not me. Bitches are pretty. I just cannot fuck. So I knew what the deal was. So I was like, I'm not down. Like,
but
I want to go home.
So you thought, oh, this is going to be some crazy orgy?
Yeah.
But so wait, like, you left or you just went to his house?
I tried to leave and he wouldn't let us leave. And then he took our phones. Like, he would not let us leave. Like, literally would not let us leave for a whole entire day.
So you
we were stuck at his house.
So you go to his house, and then what happens?
We actually went to the strip club, and then he like didn't let us leave there. And then we went to his house. And then when he threw, like, just a bunch of, like, back and forth shit happened. Like, and then he threw my phone off the balcony. Then he, like, locked me in a bathroom. That's when what happened happened. And
so
then,
you show up and there's, like, a million girls there. And is there everybody was, just there fucking
was,
or
at
what?
The, at the house, there was, like, 10 girls. And he would take each one, like, to, like, the bathroom or his room and fuck them and then come out.
Just
and
not then, just in and out? Non-
yeah.
What the fuck?
Bro, yeah.
Man.
He does that shit raw, too. Like, there was a lot of fucked up shit.
But so then what? At some point, he decides that he wants to fuck you?
Yeah.
And what happens?
Oh, obviously, I kept saying, my phone just got thrown off a fucking building. Like, I was literally in a city that I didn't know.
Why did he throw your phone off the building before you turned him down for sex? I thought that would have happened after.
Because we kind of, like, got in an argument on the balcony.
About what?
About something with Chris Brown. Like, how, like, I texted
him. You just start comparing him to other performers while hanging out with him? Nah. Like, Chris Brown is better than you.
No. I don't want to talk about this. This is going too... It's just a long mess. Anyway, what happened with that. So then back to this whole Aaron Carter situation. I don't know what to believe. If Nick Carter raped bitches, like, I don't know what to believe. Like, you know, you can't really say, like, that this did or did not happen, you know? But girls do lie on that, so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Have you ever, you've lied. You lied about having Cardi B's husband's baby on the way, right?
Why didn't you just say Offset? Like... Why does Cardi B have to be bragged into?
I just smoked. I'm high.
Yeah, I did lie about that. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, but you lied about that. So why are we supposed to believe you when it comes to all these other interesting notions?
I'm just going to have to come with more facts. And.
But are you just like committed to exposing Trey Songz or what? Are you? Is this going to be your mission now
really
to just come at
about him?
Him
no more.
You don't care. He raped you, but you don't care. Tell me more about the rape.
I have to like just sweep it under the rug, you know, keep it pushing.
I think talking about it on podcast is not really the same as sweeping it under the rug.
That's why I'm trying to get off this subject. You're the one that keeps trying to bring it up.
Let's talk about the rape. What was that like? How'd that play out?
You know, Adam, this is just like a subject where we just gotta have to keep moving.
I mean,
like,
you brought it up.
I did. But I just don't want to get into it. It's more like emotions and
right.
Just more than I just...
Okay.
I've already talked about it on my YouTube channel, though.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't go into, like, detail about, like, how he did it or anything, but he knows what he did.
You didn't get a rape kit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did?
I had to take, like, a bunch of pills, like, to, like, prevent. I had to, like, take some drink to, like, prevent, like, HIV or AIDS or whatever. Like, they made me take a whole bunch of pills and, like, a plan B and everything.
Wow.
And so we're at the hospital. They took all of my clothes. I had to go home in scrubs.
Why? They took your clothes for evidence?
They had a police escort and everything.
So where's the police report? Doesn't TMZ normally, like, get their hands on anything involving celebrities?
Yeah, TMZ actually, what phone was it? TMZ actually was, like, begging for it, but was like,
Attention Van Lathan.
Huh?
Attention Van Lathan. Do you have stories about hooking up with Van Lathan?
Who was that?
Probably for the best that you don't. Okay.
These the comments?
Those are the comments, but don't.
I swear she has cute feet. Thank you.
Don't fixate on those. Focus on the things that I am saying to you.
Okay, sorry.
Let's talk about this. After we did the last interview, DJ Academics was very upset. He felt like you mischaracterized the situation in which you got dogged out by 6ix9ine in front of him.
He was mad that I think the whole thing, because honestly, everyone that I talked about in their interview has not talked to me at all. Everyone like cut me off from that interview, like literally everybody.
Really? So you lost a lot of sugar daddies from that?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Black Youngster's done with you?
Who?
Black Youngster?
No, definitely not. Nobody fucks with me from that interview. Really? Not even Kid Boo. I was like, thanks.
Right. So you kicked it with Kid Boo. I seen you on his Instagram.
Yeah.
How was that? That's about the most low-level dick that they got in this town.
Why do you not like him? I was going to invite him, but me and him kind of came to a resolution to like not do that because I didn't want you to kick me out.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe if he tried to come in here, honestly, somebody might shoot him or at the very least hit him with
a
bat or something.
He's that hated from you?
We don't like him at all.
But did he really steal your cat?
No, that was fake. Duh.
It was a fake cat?
No, yeah, it was just a random cat that he did an Instagram skit with like a year ago, and you're just finding out now because you're not paying attention to anything in the world.
Anyway, I like
why are you kicking with you like his music. That is the most indefensible opinion I've ever heard. Nobody has ever said they like Kid Boo's music.
No, because I think I was in the studio with him when he was recording the I Try.
That is bad enough. That is an indictment of what you're doing with your life. You're in the studio with Kid Boo recording. Do you have no self-respect?
Why are you so like this? Okay, my bad. My bad. We won't talk about clearly that's a trigger for you. Okay.
Not a fan. You fucked Kenny from the Nine?
No.
You didn't do that.
Why?
I don't know. If you fuck Kid Boo, you probably fuck Skinny from the Nine, right?
I probably should never touch him. I don't fuck with people like who get like ran down on. Like, you're a loser. Sorry.
He got beat up, so you can't fuck with him.
Fuck what I look like taking it. Hell nah. When Chief Keef and 6ix9ine were beefing, I kind of like played. Like, I was like on the fence with both of them. I wanted to see who would win and who would lose because I'm going to go with the winner.
Right.
Chief Keef don't fuck with me either no more.
Wow, what a shocker.
Because I said that he fucks me on my period. Like, I didn't even know that was something, like, sacred.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear about that. I bet your period's gross. Anyway.
You're the one that asked me.
Asked you what?
Last year. I mean, last year.
I can't believe you have bad bitches only tattoo on your stomach.
Why are you looking at my stomach?
I just can't wait till you're 80 and you have bad bitches only.
You know what? I did that because of that song that was out.
Yeah, I figured probably. Anyway, back to academics. He took issue with the way you characterized 6ix9ine fucking.
He was mad because I said that I ate his ass.
Right. He acted like that was a lie.
Yeah.
What did you say to that? Were you lying? Or did you eat the ack boot?
Why would I lie about eating someone's ass?
I don't know.
Who would be proud about eating ass, first of all?
You're not proud of it? I think my girlfriend's proud to eat my ass.
You like to get your ass eaten too?
Yeah, here and there.
It's not that bad.
It's like a walk
right?
on the wild side.
It's not that bad, right?
Yeah, it's all right.
But I don't really like, honestly, academics is like a sore subject too because like the way I see him now is like a totally different person than I seen him like 2 years ago. Like the way I've gotten messages and screenshots and recorded phone calls of how he talks about me now.
Mm.
And I'm just like, that's not the same person I knew. So,
but do you think that you sort of painted a weird, because like you sort of painted
everything that I said on that interview was 100%.
But you painted the picture that he was watching.
No,
you
I
get
clarified.
Fucked by 6ix9ine like on some weirdo like fetish
no,
shit. And his
attitude
was like, nah, he's just passing it to the homie.
No. I watched it. No, he did not pass me to the homie.
That's
he
how
wishes.
He characterized it. He took issue with the fact that I just sat here and laughed and just let you paint a picture.
No. Like I said, I clarified it because I watched our interview back like after he like told me like that hurt his feelings or whatever. So I was like, all right.
He told you that? It hurt my feelings when you talked about eating my ass.
In a sense, because like we obviously had to have like a conversation about like never talking again because of what I did on No Jumper. So I was like, okay. And he told me that was one of the triggers. And two, it was like the 6ix9ine. Like he reacted to it. Like he made a video and reacted to it. And then me, I like leaked his number and like went crazy on him.
You got mad. Hmm? You got mad at him reacting to the story about.
No, I got mad that. Cause like yeah, like he was trying to say like that he did pass me to the homie and like he did all this like no he the fuck didn't.
Why
like,
not? That's
that
how
was
you can,
never.
That's basically what you said.
But no, I would have been okay with that had we not like had like something still else after that.
But you felt like you had an emotional connection with academics, but then why were you fucking 6ix9ine in front of him?
Because I told you, remember?
You passed her to the homie.
No, remember? No, actually, I passed myself. There's a difference. But
you had feelings for academics. How are you
exactly,
just gonna pass yourself?
Exactly, but I didn't know. Because I didn't know. That was the second day of me meeting academics, bro. Like, I told you that. That was the second day of me meeting him.
So you weren't sure
so
if the
I was
love
there
was real.
For, I was there for a week. That was the second day of me meeting him. So after that, like, we didn't really ever talk about it again. Like, me and 6ix9ine, like, didn't ever like really speak like that again.
Who do you feel like actually was the winner in the 6ix9ine Chief Keef situation? Who was the real winner? In
who's
the long
free
run?
And who's in jail?
Bingo.
Still 6ix9ine though. Can't wait till he gets out.
Why? You're gonna be all up on his tip. You're gonna be trying to pull up on Jade.
Right. I'm taking notes on everybody who's talking shit about him. So when he gets out, I'll be like, look, babe. Look who talks shit about you. And I'm like, I held it down. That's why I'd be posting, like every other month, I'd be posting something about him.
6ix9ine is a snitch. He's a rat. He's the biggest piece of shit in the rap game.
I
but
would definitely snitch. Let somebody do some
I
illegal shit about me.
I still think, as much of a piece of shit as he is, I still think, and I hope that he still considers himself above giving you dick.
Didn't you get what?
What?
What was the last part?
I just want better for him than that.
No, I don't want dick from him. I don't want dick from him. I just want some clout. You know, some clout will be nice.
What about Jade? Jade's going to get in the way of that.
Who's Jade?
His girlfriend. The one with all the 6ix9ine tattoos? You don't
What the fuck's that got to do with me?
You don't fuck with her?
I don't, but what? I don't know her. What does that got to do with me?
I
want clout from him. I don't want a relationship or and nothing else.
You don't want dick from clout. Him? You're willing to give him some pussy in exchange for the clout, I guess?
Yeah. Wait, what?
You're willing to give him some pussy in exchange for the clout?
I mean, I already fucked him, so what's the second time?
Right.
I'll fuck again.
Right. I mean, he's been in jail for a while. He might be reinvigorated. It might mean more to him now.
I hope he still talks to me.
Right.
My DMs were left on scene, so he'll for sure see my DM when I get out. I mean, when he gets out.
Right. So what about...
The second they say he's out, I'm like,
First thing 6ix9ine is going to do when he gets out of jail is check his DMs.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, he's probably got somebody in there.
The first thing he's going to do is Google himself and go on Instagram and make a video and be like, ha!
I've actually thought about that, is that you know that 6ix9ine has somebody reading his DMs to him and telling him about everybody who said anything to him.
I think Ak has his password, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, that's explosive.
I'm pretty sure he has
his password. Oscar donated $4. I feel like Selena smells like Ciroc and Hennessy. It's not that funny. Could have said something better. Onions.
Love spell by mozzarella sticks.
So talk to me about the beef with Academus's girlfriend. Though. Why does she hate you?
So anyway, I think I have a hit on me.
A hit.
Yeah.
Who wants to
Guess
get killed?
What?
What?
Guess who told me that I have a hit on me? Fucking Tori. So guess I have beef with Joyner Lucas. By the way, you know
why?
Did you see that leaked DM? Well, it wasn't really leaked. It was just posted.
No, and I'm actually really disappointed to know that he was talking to you. I thought more of him. I hoped more for you, Joyner. What?
No. He definitely is not fucking with me.
Oh, okay, cool. So, good.
So what had happened was, I knew that Chris Brown was coming to town, and since you know that happened with Trey Songz, I knew that. Trip that Chris probably heard what happened, so I was like, fuck, like I gotta get in that concert. And me and Tori have always like had like a hate love relationship, like I love him and he hates me, you know. So what,
he never dicked you down?
No. Okay. I robbed him.
Literally robbed?
Yeah, but like I successfully did it. I gave it to Tori. He ain't a snitch, because he could definitely.
What did you take from him? Explain robbing him.
I'm going to get there. So anyway, I messaged Joyner. I was like, I can't wait to be your... Do what? Sorry. I told him I can't wait to be his 800... His 800... And I can't wait to make him my 850,000 body. And
that's your number? You're in the 800,000?
No, because he told me. He was like, I would never fuck you. You have 850,000 bodies. So I told him I can't wait to make him my 850,000 in one body. Like being funny, you know? Uh-huh. I thought it was funny. He didn't think it was funny. So he posted it and he was like, even if Jesus Christ himself came down and told me I had to fuck you, I would douse myself in gasoline and like that shit. And I thought that shit was funny as hell. I was like, LOL. Real. That's so romantic. But then he posted it. And so we had beef. But anyway, at the Chris Brown concert, I told Tori, I was like, it's either you give me backstage passes or I'm going to leak your number. And he was like, bro, I'm definitely not in the mood, bro. Just come to the buses. And I was like, all right. So I was going to the buses and Joyner saw us, me and my friend. And then he was like, no. He was like, she's not allowed in, and kicked us out.
And you didn't even know him before? And he just knew of you to the point where he didn't even
he
want you around?
Me. Yeah.
Wow,
he
Joyner.
Just saw me. He That's saw tight. Me from afar, too. Like, the buses were, like, over here. And I was
That's
over
crazy.
Here.
Your reputation
I was
is like
just,
that.
Like, walking. I was just, like, walking, you know, to the buses. And then here comes Joyner. And he's like, get the fuck out. And, like, made a big scene. And I was like, I'm not even here for you. I'm here for Tori. He was like, I don't give a fuck. This is my set and blah, blah.
You know, 6ix9ine is to snitching as Selena Powell is to being a hoe.
What's that mean?
Like, you're just so known for being this most scandalous ass grimy bitch that even somebody like Joyner Lucas, who has no reason to even know about you, is so offended by you being around.
He was so, like, hesitant. And then he, like, blocked me and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I made it my life goal to, like, ruin his life. So I was like, Whoa. There's got to be something I could do to him that will make his life hell. So I had to send in my bitches. So I hit up my girls and I was like, y'all, you need to get Lucas. And they made it their mission to get Lucas that night. Boom, they got Lucas.
What, they hooked up with him? They went to his room?
No. They went to go. I don't know what happened. Joyner denies it because I'll get to that. So they get to Lucas and then they get his manager's number or whatever. And then I hit up his manager and I was like, your life is about to be ruined too, bitch. So I got his number, his DJ's number, his number, and some other guy's number. And so I had four numbers. I was like, all y'all numbers are going to get leaked if you don't fucking apologize to me. Joyner wrote me this long-ass message apologizing to me and saying, like, that he wants no smoke because I had his number. So I was like, okay, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you. But then I heard that he brought academics on stage. So I was like, you just ruined your own life. So I posted all their numbers.
Why would Joyner Lucas bring academics on
stage? That's what I was trying to figure out.
That's a weird mental image.
No. I gave him a chance. I was like, who brought academics on stage? You, because I was in jail when I heard about this. So I made my nephew go check Academics' Instagram, because Academics is a clout chaser. He'll post if he's backstage anywhere.
Well, he was on stage. It's not like he brought him out on stage. That is what would be kind of funny to me.
On stage.
Shout out to my boy, Academics. Bring him out on stage. What, like he's supposed to rap, and then he's just like, how y'all doing? All right.
Please. Yeah, he was on stage. So I was like, okay.
He was on stage. That made you so mad that he was standing on the side of the stage? Who the fuck cares?
Because they kicked me out. Like, if you wanted clout, you could have just like did a publicity stunt with me, and you would have been on Academics'
But
page.
Think about but Academics.
Academics, like,
Academics and Joyner. I mean, I have no idea that they're even cool with each other, but yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right? He's like a person who covers them.
That's why I originally messaged Joyner, because I saw Academics was following him. So I was like, I'm gonna fuck your friend then. But anyway, Joyner wasn't going for it. But anyway, so
you leaked his number. Then what
I gave Joyner, no, I gave Joyner the opportunity. I was like, was it you or was it Tori? And then he was like, bruh, I had no idea Academics was backstage. So I hit up Tori, and Tori was like, Selena, I'm really not in the mood. He was like, go do something else with your life. I didn't bring Academics. So I was like, all right, then it's Joyner. So I linked all their numbers, and he changed his number, you know, did all that. But then I get a call out of nowhere from, I'm not going to say who, because I feel like he would like really kill me if I tell him who, because it's kind of like a snitching worry, right?
Yeah, just air it out.
It's kind of like snitching. So anyway, he called me. He's like, Selena, like, I'm trying to protect your life right now. Like, stop fucking with Tori. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're just leaking his fucking number. Because I did. I said, this is Tori Lanez, but it was really Joyner. I was like, bro, call that fucking number. It's not Tori, you idiot. He was like, bro, like, Tori's pissed. Like, he put 1,000 on your head.
A thousand?
I was like, hold up.
That's like nothing.
1,000? 1,000.
That's so like free.
I wish I could make this shit up. And he told me 1,000. I am offended, first of all.
Bro, if you're killing somebody for a stack, you gotta figure your shit out. Wow, that's funny.
I was like, wait a minute. I was like, is he trying to like get me beat up? He was like, nah, like he's gonna knock the head off your shoulders. Like, keep playing. He was like, you gotta like make shit right. And I was like, kind of don't, like, I kind of wanted to see what, like, what happened, you know? So I was like, do you know who like the shooter is? Like, cause you know, I'll pay him double to, you know,
2,000 and he kills Tori.
You know, so he was like, bro, he was like, you don't want to mess
you 2 grand to kill Tori Lanez. You know how much a security guard is? That's bad. That's bad that, like, if you have a security guard working for you for, like, more than a day or two, that it's more than the whole cost of the hit. Your economics of this whole situation are all fucked up. Do you have any reason to really believe this?
That Tory Lanez... Yeah, bro, hold on. It's true, because then guess what happened? What? Then he told me who was going to shoot me. I was like, okay. He was like, stay away from that man. I was like, kind of don't want to. So I hit up this girl. Because I have, like, a couple of girls' Instagrams on my phone, so... I like DM'd, it was Uno Season. I'm just gonna say his name. I dare you. It was Uno Season. So I DM'd Uno Season. I got his number.
Who's that?
And Uno Season is like Tori's like best friend or whatever. Like, okay. The shooter. Like, he even calls him his shooter. Now I know like it's really a shooter for $1,000.
I can't believe I'm just letting you say all this shit.
I know. So anyway, I called Uno. I was like, I heard you was looking for me. And he was like, yeah, where you at? And I dropped my location. I was like, I wanna see if he'll come. And I gave him the apartment number. And I let the door open. I was like, I really want to see, like, if he'll come. Like, we're in a nice-ass building. Like, I don't think he'll do anything.
Good place to die. And he didn't come.
I was like, yeah, obviously, I'm still alive.
But you could have dodged the shots, like, in the Matrix.
But, yeah, he never came. I was like,
Wow. That's so crazy. $1,000 for a murder.
I would have thought like Trey would have had like a hit on me for sure.
Maybe he did. Maybe the shooter just didn't get around to it. Maybe he's still working on it.
Maybe.
It's crazy. $1,000 for a murder. So, yeah. That reminds me of $1,000 a month, which is what the freedom dividend in
but does. Like,
you
I
know about Andrew Yang? You ever fuck Andrew Yang?
Yeah, probably. Just kidding.
No, he's happily
Andrew
married.
Yang.
Andrew.
Who? Andrew Yang.
Andrew,
I'm gonna look him up after this.
Yeah, actually, you should vote for him. You should tell your friends to vote for him too. Yang.
Oh my God, is he a porn star?
No, he's a presidential candidate.
A who?
He's running for president of the United States. Great guy. He's gonna give you $1,000 a month.
Wait, I thought
maybe you can stop tricking if you get $1,000 a month.
I thought Trump is getting impeached, so that's who's gonna be next up.
Trump, they're proceeding with an investigation into the possibility of impeaching
him.
Okay,
well,
and
I don't keep up with history. So anyway.
But no, Trump is not being impeached yet. He might be impeached, but regardless, there's gonna be an election next year. Regardless of what happens with the whole Trump thing.
Well, I don't know. I don't really know how to vote either, so.
Right, yeah. Actually, if you go on Google and you type, like, how to vote, you can probably get some instructions.
I'm a felon.
Are you really? What was the felony?
Eluding the police.
I mean, I guess you can't vote if you're a felon. It doesn't sound like much of a felony.
So what? Is that?
You're taking birth control on air?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Let me get a placebo.
You want a what?
The placebo, the one that doesn't do
What's
anything.
What's a placebo?
Do they not do that? They don't have it?
You mean the white ones? I mean, you're not like...
Yeah, the ones that are just so you remember to take it.
That's a calendar.
Yeah. I love Pablo's. They're fire. It tastes good.
Yeah. I don't really want kids. I got kind of scared. You know, I've been like...
Yeah,
I don't
have kids, please.
I don't...
And if you
I
do,
haven't been sexually active in like 2 months because...
What?
I know, right? I'm
like
going
do.
Through some shit.
Why? What happened?
So this rapper, fuck you. So this rapper, hold on.
This rapper, what a great way to start every sentence that you ever said
yeah,
the rest of your
this
life.
This rapper, he was in Denver, right? And I think he was out there for like a couple of days. But anyway, I checked my ovulation calendar. So it was like good. I was like, I'm about to trap him. Because like he was telling me like, send me your STD results. And I was like, all right, got you.
Oh, so he was excited to hit raw.
Yeah. So, like, he, like, fucked raw and, like, came at me. I was like, oh, bet this child support gonna be lit. And then, like, I missed my period. So I was like, oh, my God, like, I really am pregnant. So I went to the doctors, like, thinking, like, I caught a baby and I really just caught, like, chlamydia. So I was like, never fucking a rapper again.
Yeah, right.
So I haven't been sexually active.
So you got chlamydia and that scared you into not fucking? I had chlamydia the last like a fucking day. It's nothing.
Yeah, you just take a couple pills, right? They
yeah,
tell you
easy.
Not to fuck for a week and I
just
never fucked
anyway.
Really again because I'm scared.
What? You're scared now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even believe it for a second. You were so ready to pop Lil Xan's cherry when you saw him last time you were here.
To be honest, I really didn't know who that was, but I was just with it because it was going to be funny and good content for you. So
that's so amazing that like you care about my content enough that you
I knew
just
it was
going
to go viral, so
work.
I was like, fuck it. I was like, okay. And then that's why I asked him like his Instagram. You know, he never DM'd me back either. I was offended. I was like...
Probably forgot. He's off the fucking pills,
I did
pills,
not
want to
fuck you. And yeah, I'm still denying.
He is on drugs. That's probably why.
I know. He gave my friend 5 Xans.
Did he really? He's just handing out Xans?
Yeah. I don't know what the conversation was. I can't. I don't know.
Shout out to Lil Xan. Helping out the king.
I was like, where'd you get that?
She
like, Lil Xan.
Might have been having an anxiety attack.
A what?
She might have been having an anxiety attack. Who is he not to help out?
Yeah. I don't really know what that does, but okay.
Wow. So, anyway, anybody else that you've had anything to do with lately that we should know about? What else has been going on?
Who have I been with lately? I think this...
Someone who just donated $5 and asked if you would fuck Charlie Sheen for the clout.
No, I heard he has AIDS, right?
Yeah, but you can throw a condom on. It's fine.
Probably not.
You know, I'm asking my brothers.
I would kind of risk it for Usher, though.
Usher? So you think Usher actually has herpes?
I don't really know. But, like, all the bitches lined up for NBA Youngboy, and he admitted he had herpes, so...
So you're trying to fuck Youngboy despite the fact that he might...
I just said no. I would never fuck that little boy. He's so angry.
You know
he's
that, a little angry, like, little boy. I heard from somebody that they were talking to YoungBoy the other day that YoungBoy was like, yeah, like, basically said that he got locked
you know
up
what I'm telling
because
you?
Of me and Sarah Molina, which is so not true. You he just got mad about her talking about Sarah Molina. It had nothing to do with me.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Adam. I really feel like a YoungBoy was telling the truth that he don't know that he didn't talk to, what was her name?
Sarah Molina. You know her.
Whatever. Sarah something. Sarah.
Unlike you, she successfully got knocked up by a rapper. Now, it was actually before
well,
he was a rapper.
I tried, okay?
With him, yeah.
It's not my fault.
You think she hates you because of that?
I don't think she hates me at all.
What? You don't think she hates you? I think she doesn't like you. I would assume.
I don't like her either, then. Anyway,
I mean, did she say anything about you in that video? I forget what she said about you.
Someone is pretending to be NBA YoungBoy. Let me just tell you that. I think it's okay. So what happened with Tory? How I robbed him successfully because his own assistant like had his login in his Instagram, and he gave that login to me, and I successfully booked him at multiple locations.
You booked TJ. You booked Tory Lanez at multiple locations using his phone?
And I got everyone in the industry's number. Every single person you could think of. That's why Drake hasn't blocked me, though. So I think I still have a chance. But
so you text Drake and he just...
I text him like once a month just to make sure his number's still active.
Okay. And it says seen? No red receipts from the 6
no club? Red. No red receipts. But I know it's for sure him because he read my DM. Back when, like, when you know you would click a profile and you message, it would automatically, like, accept their request. So I know it was first to him, and I was so happy. But everyone else from the industry, I have all their numbers.
But wait, so you hacked into Tory Lanez's phone, and you booked him for shows and accepted money from people using his identity? Is that what you just admitted to?
No. Mm-mm. Sounds like a lot of crimes.
That so sounds.
I'm gonna just say allegedly I did.
Sounds like you're gonna be another Claremont twin because I hope the feds are listening, officer. If you need any help,
stole a dead man's credit card.
I can help you locate her.
I would do that too. Honestly.
I would team up with the feds to get you locked up.
I was already locked up.
Shout out to anybody watching this. As soon as I'm done, just for the record, I'm going to listen to everybody's music. If you want to donate, the link is down in the description. Streamlabs.com/nojumper. If you're watching this live, I'm going to be listening to everybody's songs afterwards. Link is in description. Playing your music, reacting, having a good time. That's happening after. I just wanted to say that, but I'm going to go back to talking to Selena. What'd you say?
You should play Trev Rich's songs. You know who
Trev
that is?
Trev Rich?
Yeah. I'm like the Beyonce of Denver, and he's like the Jay-Z, but we don't fuck.
They're married.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, like, popularity. You know who that is?
He's, like, the other popular person in Denver, in your opinion?
Mm-hmm. So, shout out to Trev Rich, John.
Isn't that weird how you go to, like, any other city and there's just, like, nobody that anybody knows who they are? Like, you're talking, I don't know who the fuck this person is. Is that bad? Should I know? I feel like if you're
I don't know. You know who Joe Budden is, right?
Joe Budden has been famous for, like, 15 years or something.
Well, Joe Budden and him are friends, so I would assume, like, you know.
Well, then that's a good sign, yeah.
Yeah, Joe Budden actually likes his music, so that tells you a lot right there.
Well, I have to look into it. I don't know about every rapper, you know.
Anyway, what the fuck was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah, about NBA YoungBoy. So I think someone has his Instagram password and, like, pretends to be people because I personally knew YoungBoy. And the way he talks to, like, other people is, like, I don't think, like, that's him. Like, I genuinely think he was confused when he was, like, going off on you because I think someone's pretending to be him.
Pretending to be him.
Mm-hmm. Because I know a lot of girls, huh, Claudia?
Should we get Claudia on here?
Yeah, I'd like to meet Claudia.
Let's get a mic going for Claudia.
I still want to be right here because I'm an attention whore.
We're going to find out what Claudia's hitting for.
Yeah, but hold on.
We'll get you a chair, don't worry. Right, this should be interesting. Anybody you hang out with is interesting to me.
I like that, thank you.
Why are you moving forward? You can stay where you are. We're just going to get you set up right here.
Because I want to be the front.
Oh, you want to be in the front so they don't get a good look at her? Wow, that's fucked up.
Is this working yet?
No, it's not working yet. It's not even plugged in.
Can you still hear me? Slide where?
Now you're good.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, here we go. We're going to find out about Claudia. Claudia, nice to meet you. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You're not the girl that was here last time.
What happened? I was.
You are? Oh,
I
shit.
Just had my braids in.
You did? Okay. So how did you start hanging out with Selena Powell?
Follow me, Selena Powell, two A's, we had, XO.
We had the same mom.
Selena XO Powell. Follow me.
Too don't loud. It's making sign. Noise. It's like rubbing against it.
We had the same nail technician.
You had the same nail technician.
Mm-hmm.
And are you similarly motivated to fuck random famous people as she is, or what?
There was a point in time where I was, but I'm not on there anymore. I have a boyfriend.
Really? For mm-hmm. how long?
Like a week.
A week. Who is it?
She stopped hoeing a week.
What's his rap name?
I think it's like Young Lazaro or some shit. I don't know.
You don't even know his rap name? Are you serious?
I don't think he's a rapper.
Stop rolling around. Stay in place. I understand you're nervous, but we're going to need you to stay in place.
No, don't be nervous.
So you've been dating him for a week? How do you not know all about his fucking rap career if you've been dating him for a week?
Because I don't care about rappers.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
You don't.
Speak for yourself.
Wait, so how did you guys...
She's the one that, when we first linked up, I got kidnapped with her.
Kidnapped? By who?
Trey.
Trey Song, you were there for the rape or what?
I had to take her out of the bathroom.
So you can confirm all of
yes,
this?
Yes, it's oh, all shit. True. I went to the police. We called on my lawyer and everything.
Tell me about it. So did you actually see this go down between her?
I fell asleep on the couch.
You fell asleep.
He didn't touch me. He didn't do anything to me. Because I was like, I'm... 18, don't touch me, please.
18, and yeah. I did it, and he left you alone. Okay, but so then meanwhile, what was Selena doing?
When we got to his house, he like put her in the bathroom. I thought she went to the bathroom, but it had like a...
He locked her in the bathroom like a dog?
Yeah he bro. Locked her from the outside, so then I was like, Selena, she's like, yo, I'm in here,
Selena. Okay, wait, keep going. I forgot you were talking about rape. It's got serious.
No, and then he locked her from the outside, and I was scared. I kept going up to him, and he was like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck down, bitch. You ain't getting your phone back, bitch.
Trey Songz, wow. And so then how did you guys end up leaving that situation?
He called us an Uber down the block or something.
He didn't want you getting picked up in front of his house?
And no, it's funny because like, I used to work where he lives.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I worked at like this gym or whatever, and I was like a babysitter type thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are these characters on your chest? You got some interesting tattoos.
I'm so mad at you right now.
An angel and a devil. Nice. Mm-hmm. When did you get that done?
Like in May.
Sick. Thanks. I like
people call me retarded for doing that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Me.
You don't like it, Selena? Selena, you got all kinds of crazy tattoos. You got bad bitches only in your stomach. What's that top fucking, what's the thing say on your collarbones? Lose hope? Don't
Who's
lose,
in charge of the cameras?
Don't lose hope? What, you don't like the angle?
No, I'm very upset. You can't see my sign.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Fucking bitches. Don't fucking play with me.
So, what's the craziest shit besides that kidnapping story that you ever got into with Selena? You
I'm
guys
not
ever,
in the mood.
You guys ever run any good plays on any guys
David.
Out there or what? David who? David Dobrik?
No, my old sugar daddy, and he fucking turned off my phone. I'm irritated today.
Wait, what happened with him?
Kid Boo said hi.
He left her for me, and then I kind of
So you became his new sugar girl,
yeah, but
baby?
I robbed him.
You robbed? Why?
Because I wasn't going to do anything with that fat fuck.
You couldn't fuck him for money?
No, I robbed him.
He's never turning on my phone again.
Have you ever had sex for money?
No.
Stop lying.
I'm not lying. I've never had sex for money.
Selena, answer that question honestly.
Me, have I ever fucked for money?
Yeah.
I fucked and then...
As part of an extortion plot, like that's any better.
Wait, no, me or her?
You.
Oh, yeah, I fucked and then they gave me money.
But you've never, like, negotiated
never
beforehand,
like,
no?
It was never like, okay, I'm gonna fuck you and then you're gonna give me
money. I used to rob people.
Tell us about it.
Yo, stop it. Turn the camera down. I'm not playing with you.
Talking to the mic.
I used to, there's a website called Seeking Arrangements.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever heard of it.
Right, that's where girls sell pussy. So you're saying that you were on there and didn't
no,
sell pussy?
No, I was like 17, 16 years old, and I would like bring a homegirl with me. We're like, oh, we're going to have a threesome, poppy, like 400 each, you know, money up front, daddy, this, that, and the third, and then just run off with a knife and shit.
You pull out a knife and just take off on this fucker. And you were 16 doing this to dudes.
I'm from Miami, like.
Jesus Christ, I've been in Miami a whole bunch of times. I never. Never knew that was going down.
We a little crazy down there.
Wow. What a fucking scheme you had there.
So
did it ever go bad? Did they ever pull out a gun?
No.
Bitches.
Because I'd be like, I'm 15 years old. Don't touch me. If you touch me, I'm calling the police right now.
Yeah. Am I going to jail if I'm going to fuck a prostitute and she pulls out a knife and then I pull out a gun and shoot her in the head? Because I'm not going to feel bad, but have I committed a crime?
But what are you going to tell the police? Like, I tried to pay this girl for pussy and
she was 15.
What are they going to do? They're going to throw me in jail for fucking 2 days for soliciting a prostitute and then whatever. It's self-defense. She had a knife. Fuck her. Florida is the kind of state where you could beat that, too. Maybe.
Well, we don't really know. Like, this isn't really up for discussion.
I kind of stopped doing that. I'm more of a stripper now.
So. Oh, you strip?
Yeah.
Is She's that like, how you met your guy?
Doing that.
What?
That's how you met your guy? Young Lazarus? What's his name? Young Lazaro? John Leguizamo?
No. I did not meet him at the strip club.
How'd you meet him?
I met him through a friend.
Doing what? Drugs?
No, he doesn't do drugs. We don't do drugs.
You don't do drugs?
No.
You
I
don't.
Smoke weed.
Selena, you do drugs?
No, I've never. I'm so scared to do drugs. I really don't know why.
She really doesn't even smoke weed or nothing.
I've never smoked a cigarette.
Did you ever get gangbanged by Lil Wop and his homies?
Who's Lil Wop?
Why does Lil Wop sound so familiar?
You know who said that I got gangbanged? Oh my God. You know who said
that? Somebody left that comment.
Am I looking at the camera?
You can look at me. It's fine. Somebody
Lil
said.
Lil Wi-Fi or something Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi's funeral?
Funeral. He said I got gangbanged. He told academics that. And while academics and I were fighting, he ran that story until he was, like, until I had to, like, really go off on him. Like, he loved that story. He was like, Selena got gangbanged by 7 men by Lil Wi-Fi's funeral.
Wi-Fi's funeral? Did he bang you?
No. So what had happened was he hit me up on the DM because his girlfriend is his DJ or something. So I already knew.
Is that
like,
true?
I met. It was kind of like a you and Lennon situation. So, you know, it was like.
She doesn't DJ for me.
No.
That would be totally different.
No. Like, you know, like you guys work. Like you guys are always together. So it was like kind of like the situation where I was like, you know, like you can still bug me. Like she don't got to know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I don't think she ever found out I said that. I don't really know. Well, now you know how. But. So I went there and then, cause he was like, yo, I want you to like promote my clothes. And I was like, all right. So I went there and everyone tried to fuck me. And I was like, no, I was the only girl except for his girlfriend there. And
you didn't fuck anyway?
No, cause I didn't know that that's how it was gonna go. I thought like I was gonna go and it was gonna be like, maybe like a couple guys, like how it usually is. But like, no, like they were all like dedicated to like fuck me. So I took a picture in their shirt and then I left and that was it.
So you don't want to fuck in a situation but where
I would,
everybody
no,
wants
I would
to
admit
fuck you.
If I got gangbanged. I feel like that would be an interesting story. Like,
you don't know who Lil Wop is?
I don't.
Is he from Miami?
No.
Lil Wop. I don't know who that is. I mean, look at me.
My apologies to Lil Wop.
I might have fucked him. Hold on. I got to look up Andrew Yang, too. Oh, wait. We already did this. <We're>,
things to Google. Lil Wop, Andrew Yang.
Hold on. Lil Wop? Like with the A or with the O?
O. W-O-P.
Whoop. Little Whoop.
Lil Moop.
Lil Whoop 17.
What did Trump say today? Mope or Moop? Or what is it saying?
He has his account on private, and I'm not following him.
No, I mean, you can just Google Lil Wop, but it's all right. I guess if you don't know his name, then you probably didn't fuck him. Hopefully.
Probably. I think I didn't. I would remember if I got gangbanged. The closest thing to a gangbang I got was when I fucked, like, everybody from Pretty Ricky and
fuck the is whole... That? That's Pretty Ricky.
What? Oh, do you want to see my sex tape? It's lit. Oh, never mind.
Not
Lena
on camera.
Up.
I don't want to hear any kind of sex audio.
Lena
on
might
it's a YouTube video. Yeah, Lena will beat your ass.
What do you mean?
It's with her fist. She's tough as hell. No, wait. What's Pretty Ricky, though? That sounds familiar, but I don't know what the fuck that is. I'm going to be honest.
It's 5 in the morning. That song? They were on tour with B2K. The Millennium Tour.
This might shock you, but I haven't spent a lot of time listening to B2K in my life either.
B2K, Pretty Ricky, Bobby V. You know, I got Bobby V's name tattooed on me 10 minutes after I knew him.
Who's Bobby V? I'm just flexing the fact that I don't know who any of these people are.
He sings Mr. Officer with
Lil Wayne. Oh, that's that dude?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like listening to motherfuckers singing and shit.
So you don't like R&B music?
No.
Okay, well, then you won't know any of them. The closest thing I got to a gangbang.
That's the thing that always trips me out when I'm watching the Joe Budden show.
It wasn't like a gangbang. It was like...
They'll just be talking like about SZA, and I'm like, damn, motherfuckers really listen to R&B. I'm so, like, not in that. Like, nobody, I don't know anyone who listens to R&B either, unless y'all are keeping secrets. Lou's up. Oh, yeah, I could definitely see it. Lou's got dreads. Lou's light-skinned with dreads. Oh. Of course you listen to R&B.
I thought he said R. Kelly.
I bet Laura listens to hell R&B on the low. No, I said ooh.
I like R&B.
I just don't know anything about it. Like, I just... You go check...
Tori's an R&B singer.
Tori?
I'd be so sad if I get smoked by an R&B singer. I'm going to be so sad.
Are you going to feel bad are you going to feel bad if that happens?
No, I hope my mom sues them.
Sues them for
your
death.
If I end up dying, I hope my mom's going to be rich.
Anything else that you guys want to expose? Anything that we should get to before we wrap this up?
Who do we expose, sis?
Sis.
I said sis.
I expose NBA Youngboy on Instagram.
Why? What did Youngboy do to you? Jesus Christ, can we just leave Youngboy out of this?
I told her she could. Well, I mean, there's really no factuals about Chief Keith, though, right?
Okay. Oh, no, there is. I have all the pictures, everything. When I was like 15, 16.
What'd you say okay for?
Let's leave so sorry.
Hold on, guys. Follow me, Selena A. Powell XO. Follow me right now. I know my sign has not been seen because only 50 people have followed me. Adam, please tag me this time.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming in here. We're going to actually do the live streaming of people's music now.